Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to Harp and Boo, an audio boo recording to go with my rugby blog, which can be found at harpandonrugby.net. The views expressed are mine and mine alone. This is episode 19, which I've called Ulster, Ulsters, and Ushering. This weekend's opponents for the boys in blue are Ulster in the Magners League, with kickoff at 4 p.m. Saturday at Ravenhill and live coverage on RTE2. I'll give my final score prediction at the end of the broadcast. Well, here we are. We're in that limbo period between Christmas and New Year's, where we're getting over the ulcers from Christmas dinner, and we're getting ready to usher in the new year. That's my way of justifying using those words in my heading. But today, anyway, at 4 o'clock at Ravenhill, thanks to some good work by the Ulster staff and fans yesterday, clearing snow off the pitch, Ulster will play Leinster in an Irish provincial derby. Should be a great contest. Ulster in great form at the moment. Both teams have put out strong lineups. Ulster will be showing off their young players who've been coming to the fore this year, like Nevin Spence, Adam Darcy, Craig Gilroy. They've all been doing well. Leinster, for their part, are also putting on a strong team. Brian O'Driscoll is going to start. So it's good to see him. If you had to pick a weak point in the Leinster team, it would obviously be at hooker. Jason Harris-Wright has been kind of thrown to the fore with John Fogarty's forced retirement. And so far he hasn't really done it, but especially in line-out throws. But he's got both Leo Cullen and Devon Toner backing him up there. So looking forward to a good contest. How's Leinster season gone so far? This is a time when you kind of reflect on the year that's gone. Well, you've got to say that, things haven't gone great in the Magners League, but on the plus side, we've played a lot of away matches, and after today, even if we lose today, we're going to have 7 of our remaining 11 matches at home. We're also well poised in the Heineken Cup, where the group is really ours to lose. We've got an injury, as injuries to come back, like Kevin McLaughlin, so the squad can only get better. Now, of course, the only worry to all that, as the same every year, is what kind of injury count we're going to be faced when the Six Nations comes around. But apart from that, it's been all good for Joe Schmidt so far, and I certainly have no complaints. Now, we're ushering out the year, like I said, and so, of course, this is the time when, you know, we all have everywhere's reviews of the year, reviews of the year. Well, okay, I might as well be no different. What are the highs and lows of 2010 for me in rugby? Well, from the high points, now, you see, after the year that came before, especially for a Leinster Irish fan, it'd be pretty hard to beat what happened in 2009. But still, there were some high points. We beat England at Twickenham. Leinster got 3 more wins over Munster in the calendar year, including one at Thomond. We finished top of the Magners League table, having won all our home matches. We got to the semifinals of the Heineken Cup. And from a personal standpoint, I won the Be the Difference competition, I won one version of it on News Talk Radio, which got me free tickets to see Ireland's last game at Croke Park, including an overnight stay in a hotel. So that was an amazing experience. Those are the high points of the year. Low points, have to say, well, obviously the Six Nations defeats in Paris, plus that game in Croker that I did attend. There was a high point and a low point when we lost to Scotland. Obviously, the Magners League final, having had a perfect season at home, only to lose to the excellent Ospreys on the day, was a bit of a downer. There was the various things off the field in rugby, like you had Gavin Henson doing his Strictly Come Dancing craziness. You had the whole free-to-air scandal, where there was a possibility where IRFU would be told who could show their Heineken Cup games, but that never came to pass. Plus the whole ticket prices thing, where the fans were pretty much taken for granted, and the clubs as well, but at least we got our own back on that, and sensibility prevailed. So that's it. They're basically my highs and lows for the season. My prediction for today, I'm going to actually go for the home team. I'd say the home support plus their form of late is going to swing it for Ulster by 3 points. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you get me at @harpinonrugby. If you want to subscribe via iTunes, just click the button on my Audioboo page. Check out my new Facebook presence, Harpin on Rugby. Go there and feel free to like it. Have a great New Year's, and come on the Leinster. And this was all done in one take. Woo! Yeah, just to add on, it was all done in one take, but at one stage I say the game is on Saturday. It is, of course, today, on Tuesday, the 27th of December. Happy New Year!